Hello, dear viewers. I'm George of Ireland. Welcome back to my channel, talking about local elections in South Britain. Now, since December the 14th, 1918, elections in the United Kingdom have always taken place on a Thursday, irregardless of whether that's to a devolved legislature, to the mother of parliaments, to local councils, or even referenda. Always a Thursday. People they say, oh, because shops had a half day on Thursday or something, so we weren't going to be shopping in the afternoon, or the shop assistants got out early. I mean, Friday, some people say, going away for the weekend, some people want to do weekend stuff. I'm not sure Monday is just after the weekend. I don't know why not Tuesday and Wednesday. Anyhow, so the local elections are going ahead, not in as many counties as it might otherwise have been. And that is because the Deputy Prime Minister, thief and imbecile Angela Rayner, in her infinite unwisdom, has seen to postpone them in several counties. Now, elections have never been postponed except in the time of, say, coronavirus of the Second World War. So that was a step of dubious constitutionality, just to rearrange it in a way to maximise Labour's partisan advantage. Anyhow, so going ahead in some councils, now what's going to happen? Remember, most of these seats were last contested 4 years ago. So that was 2021. That was sort of just coming out of a coronavirus lockdown, loosening lockdown. And the Conservative government under Johnson was close to the peak of its popularity. Brexit had happened a year before, was seen to be not unsuccessful. Though the coronavirus response was seen to be fairly successful, about the right balance between strictness and liberty. The vaccine rollout being fairly successful. Boris Johnson had been only prime minister then for like a year and a half. So and that's why they did actually quite well. The Conservatives did quite well at that one. But as we know, then it went way worse. And partly because 2021 was a vintage year for the Conservatives, that's why this year is going to be a terrible one. So they won a place in 2021 where the Conservative Unionist Party wouldn't usually expect to win more seats, because there's roughly speaking one borough councillor for every 3,000 voters. Not people, voters. Now, remember, at local government level, European citizens resident in the United Kingdom are permitted to vote, okay, at 18, because for parliamentary elections, it's only Irish, hurrah, British and Commonwealth citizens who are allowed to vote. Perhaps the United Kingdom's overgenerous in this, because, you know, if you're a Briton resident of Bangladesh, you wouldn't be permitted to vote, or Nigeria or wherever. Okay, so anyway, what's going to happen? Now, so currently, the biggest party of local government is Labour. Okay, overall they got over 6,000 seats. There are over 20,000 local government seats in England. It's confusing because there's some borough councils, some county councils, and they're unitary authorities. A unitary authority, it'll combine elections to. It combines borough and county level. It's very confusing what the county gets to be in charge of, what the borough gets to be in charge of. Counties are on the libraries, provide whatever social services to, you know, disabled people or people with special educational needs. And boroughs are doing bin collection and licensing shops and restaurants and housing developments. And unitary authority brings that together. So Labour's the biggest with over 6,000 seats. Obviously, not all of these are going to be contested. Conservatives have got 5,000 seats throughout the whole UK. The Liberal Democrats have got 3,000. The Greens have got only 810. And the Reform UK's only got 128. I know that's tiny because, of course, Reform UK was only founded as such in 2019. And as almost everybody in Reform UK at the high level used to be in the United Kingdom Independence Party. Now, what else to bear in mind? I'm excluding Sinn Féin, Democratic Unionist Party, SNP, Plaid Cymru, because we're looking at South Britain only. So the Labour controls 154 councils, the Conservatives 81, the Liberal Democrats nudging them up at 70 councils. Now, the Lib Dems got way fewer seats, only 3,000 to the Tory 5,000, but then almost as many councils. The Greens control a solitary council, but looks like they're about to make a big breakthrough. And obviously, Reform United Kingdom controls no councils at all. So Reform UK look like they're going to make major gains. And another point, there are only 1,624 seats that are up this year. And Reform UK is contesting almost all of them, 99% of them. And last year, right before the Westminster election, Reform UK didn't make much of a showing, hardly bother with the local elections. So it shows that they've got good organization on the ground to be able to select candidates, get them nominated, signed. I think it's only by two people these days. They loosened the rules of lockdown. You had to be nominated by at least 10 electors in the ward you wanted to stand. Yeah. And so the people weren't going around too much in coronavirus meeting each other. They reduced that to two. And I think the rule's been kept there. So they're contesting 99% of these seats. The Conservatives only 97%. Well, that's still pretty good. Labour's 94%, the governing party. And they can't even find a candidate or enough people to nominate a candidate in some of those seats. The Liberal Democrats, 85% of the seats they're contesting, and the Greens, 73%. Remember, there's no cost to fielding a candidate. You don't pay a deposit, unlike for parliamentary elections. You want to print your leaflet, so that's not compulsory. And parties will have paper candidates, as in he or she will be on the ballot paper. But no campaigning, just say, I'm too busy with work and either party, we can't find a candidate. That's really embarrassing. We've got to have somebody on the paper to show that we're trying. We're not really making an effort this year, but we will the forthcoming general election. If you don't even have a candidate, you might lose people permanently, also for parliamentary elections. So some paper candidates, they're on the ballot paper, but no leaflets are printed for them. There's no canvassing for them. We might concentrate your resources where you need to hold or you think you can gain. I just don't bother with the no-hoper ones. You might have a paper candidate, like I said. Anyway, Reform UK is anyway the one they can go up because they've got so few seats and they're pretty riding high in the polls. They've defied expectations by doing so well, partly the disenchantment with Labour. And obviously, it's way too early for most people to forgive the Conservatives. And the Conservatives are not really formulating policy. That might be bad news for Kemi Badenoch. Some people are calling her just so Badenoch, as in she's so bad. I mean, I don't think she's that bad, actually. But she had impropitious circumstances in which to take over. But this is the poison chalice she chose to accept. Opportunity knocks. This chance might never come back again. To be leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, well, that's a major attainment in itself, far more than most people achieve, even if she doesn't hold any other office after this. So, the Greens are probably going to gain. They're the extreme left, people who are disgusted about benefits cuts, who dislike what Labour is doing, assisting what Israel's doing against the people of Gaza and trying to control illegal immigration. Some leftists are horrified that the UK actually has any immigration laws whatsoever. So the Greens will pick up these disgruntled leftists. The Liberal Democrats, I think, will make minor gains. They're not making much noise, actually. It should be quite easy for them. So the Conservatives are going to lose big time. Of course, they're always going to come up. You know, what goes up must come down. Gravity is always going to affect them. But I think it'll come down real with a bump and show there's been no Conservative recovery since last July. And there is really the wind in the sails of the of Reform UK. And they've actually got a positive message. Some people think, oh, it's bunkum or it's poisonous or whatever. But for people that way inclined, they're optimistic. They're attractive, they're ebullient. So the Conservatives are going to lose over 500 councillors, I would guess. I would think that Labour is going to gain. I mean, not very much, like maybe 100. The Liberal Democrats gain something like 150. The Greens going to gain a lot, I would guess over 100. Reform UK is going to gain majorly, like over 400 and so on. Reform UK, a couple of councils, particularly in Eastern England. Now, unluckily for them, some of the local councils were cancelled in counties that were likely to do the best in, like Essex, Suffolk and Norwich. They'll probably gain Lincolnshire, gain some places in Kent as well, where Farage is from. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.